Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty wild. It's this fusion of supercar engineering, comic art, and some seriously clever marketing.
Yeah, we're looking at the Gotham Gamblers McLaren 765 LT. We've got the design brief, the project presentation.
Right, and the idea isn't just, you know, wow, cool car.
Exactly. We want to unpack how they took this amazing supercar and turned it into, well, a phenomenon, really.
A rolling statement piece. So we'll dig into the concept, the craftsmanship, and the impact it had.
Let's start there with the concept.
Okay. So the base car, the McLaren 765 LT, already pure adrenaline, right?
Totally. But Gotham Gamblers took it somewhere else. They called it a rolling Gotham City casino.
Which sounds like quite the mix. Superhero vibes and, like, high-stakes gambling.
Precisely. And the look, the aesthetic, that's where it really comes alive.
Talk me through that. What jumps out?
Well, you've got this deep midnight black base, then bam, these pops of casino green, flaming orange from Dice Graphics, and these big, like, pop art Cash H things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can picture that. Very graphic novel.
Very. And details everywhere. Roulette wheels on the rims, comic book speech bubbles, neon effect casino chips. All designed to flow with the McLaren's super sharp lines.
And the characters, Batman and Robin, are in there.
Yep, Batman brings that kind of stoic cool. And Robin has this thought bubble. It's in Italian, Devo Vincere.
Meaning?
I must win. Adds this nice sort of strategic edge. It all fits.
Okay, so it looks amazing. But it wasn't just for show, right? There was a purpose.
Definitely not just for show. It was built for the Crazy Run Rally. That's a 2,000-kilometer endurance event.
Wow, okay.
And it was also meant to be a major feature at the ETT 2025 Carino Expo.
So it had to work hard, visually.
That was the challenge. How do you make something this detailed readable instantly, day or night? You need that Gotham nightlife feel, but also the sort of Monte Carlo glam.
Without losing the fact it's an aggressive McLaren underneath.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. Needs to hit you hard, even when it's flying past.
Right. So the craft.
Yeah.
How did they pull off such a detailed wrap?
The process was incredibly meticulous. It started with storyboarding, all the graphics chips, the money, the bubbles, using Illustrator vectors.
Okay, digital first.
Then they took those into Photoshop for weather inking, made them look like they were pulled straight from old DC comics.
You're good on touch.
And there's this really subtle roulette table grid, sort of ghost printed onto the bonnet. You might miss it at first glance.
Clever. And the wheels. You mentioned the roulette theme.
Yeah, the numbers wrap around the carbon rims in this perfect 360-degree spiral. Mm. Super seamless.
Sounds complex to apply.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They even use 3D mock-ups in Blender.
Why Blender?
To make absolutely sure every graphic, every line, perfectly cleared the car's, you know, aero elements and those famous dihedral doors. No awkward cuts or stretches.
Attention to detail is key. What about materials?
Top stuff. 3M satin black film is the base. Then fluorescent UV inks for that neon glow at night. All sealed with a ceramic top coat for protection.
So it looked the part and was built to last. What happened when it hit the road for Crazy Run?
It basically stole the show.
Yeah.
Became the unofficial checkpoint magnet is what they called it.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted a picture.
Totally. Teams lining up for selfies. And apparently it boosted the event's hashtags on social media by like 70%.
That's huge.
And it went viral beyond the event too. Those clips you mentioned, the spinning roulette wheels,
yeah,
hit over 100,000 views in just a weekend.
Wow.
And business-wise, it directly led to new commissions for similar story wraps. People saw the buzz it created.
So it paid off.
Big time. It's already being used on promo posters for ETT 2025. It proved it was, like, way more than just decoration.
An irresistible bet on brand buzz, as they put it.
Yeah, a high-stakes McLaren literally cashing in attention. It worked.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here from the Gotham Gamblers?
I think it really shows that this kind of detailed, story-driven design isn't just, you know, surface level. It's a seriously powerful way to engage people.
That's strategic.
Absolutely. It creates connection, buzz, real impact, way beyond just looking good. The narrative aspect is key. Which kind of leads to a final thought, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if a car wrap, something on a car, can generate this much excitement and connection just by having a strong story and design,
mm-hmm,
what other everyday things, maybe objects or even experiences, could be totally transformed if we just infuse them with that same level of storytelling and meticulous design?
Hmm. That's a really interesting question to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you look at things differently.